Track 6, Unit 2, page 22, exercise 5. Listen and complete the sentences.
Hi, my name is Sally Richards. Some friends and I have just done a survey. In this survey, we asked about 100 14 to 18-year-old students what there was to do in their town and what they thought might interest tourists who were visiting the area. We also asked what they would really like to have in their town that they don't have right now. An indoor ski slope, maybe, or something like that. So, what were our findings? Well, firstly, the local facilities they mentioned most were places like cinemas, cafes and parks and so on. But on the whole, not many students referred to anything a bit more exciting or unusual. As far as tourists were concerned, some students mentioned museums and art galleries as places they might like to go to. About 50% said that there were places of historical interest in their area, castles, ancient ruins and so on, but most said they hadn't actually visited those sites, though they'd quite like to. Something that nearly everyone thought was missing in their town was a multiplex, one of those entertainment centres with a multi-screen cinema complex. They like them because there's loads to do there. You can have something to eat, you can go bowling or shopping, for example. So well over 90% said they'd like to have one of those in their town. After that, a leisure centre with a swimming pool and cafes in it was also a top choice. Teenagers just seem to want a place where they can go to enjoy themselves and perhaps do a fun activity at the same time. Not many students expressed a lot of interest in the museums that were already in their town, unfortunately. For summer activities, everyone appeared to be in favour of a water park. To follow up these questions, we wanted to get them thinking a bit more creatively about other activities or events that they might find interesting. So we showed them photos of Domino Day in the Netherlands. That's when millions of coloured dominoes are set up in large exhibition halls to form patterns and pictures. And they seemed really enthusiastic. They were amazed to hear that the whole domino setup takes 90 people around 2 months to build. That's why they say that anyone who wants to help has to have a lot of patience and a steady hand. We also explained that it's really hard work. You have to spend a large part of the day on your hands and knees and be able to concentrate for long periods of time. But the students appreciated how great you must feel once you've helped to create a work of art like this. The point of Domino Day is, of course, to set a world record for the number of dominoes that you can knock down. So all those months of creative hard work actually vanish in a few minutes. Anyway, this got the students talking about what events they could help organise in their town. Eventually, we decided to give the results of this survey to the local council and ask them if there could be a few cultural events for young people in the area. We also talked about raising some money to build an exciting new leisure centre. And finally, we plan to ask the council to organise trips for teenagers to the local tourist sites so that they get a better idea of what's interesting to see in the area. After all, just because they're not tourists, it doesn't mean that they can't go sightseeing as well.